天父，我们感谢你自己的恩典，我们今天可以来敬拜朝见你。
And Heavenly Father, we want to praise and thank you for, because it's your grace that we're able to come before you to worship you today.
因为我们从母腹开始还没有成形，你就认得我们，并且拣选了我们。
And even while we're still in our mother's womb, you already chosen us before we even know you.
是吧？并且你乐意把你的儿子耶稣基督启示在我们的心里面。
And you are more than pleased to reveal your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, inside of us.
主，我们更感谢你啊！借着圣灵，把你的话让我们可以明白，可以知道你自己的心意。
And through the Holy Spirit, that we can understand your words and your will.
主，我们要读你的话语，我们承认我们这个器皿是卑微的，是污秽的。但是主啊，你来洁净我们，你宝血洁净我们，好让我们可以成为贵重的器皿。
And we have your words, and we admit we as a vessel is insignificant, and we are unworthy, and we are flawed. But through your Holy Spirit, may you turn us into a vessel that's worthy.
主，愿你自己吸引我们来到你的面前。
May you draw us to you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. 好，弟兄姐妹，请坐。
Please be seated, brothers and sisters.
好，弟兄姐妹早。今天我继续就是要讲的这个是创世纪里面的，就是以色列在怀胎时期的一个人物叫雅各。
So good morning, brothers and sisters. So today I'd like to continue on the theme, the topic I've been sharing, which is the in the book of Genesis, the conception of Israel, and one of the main characters in the book is Jacob.
我们上次讲了以撒，那在之前讲亚伯拉罕，那今天就讲雅各这个人物。
And so last time we talked about Isaac, and the previous time we talked about Abraham. So today we talk about Jacob.
我想我们弟兄姐妹都知道这些圣经记载人物他们的故事或者是他们的一生，但是我们今天要讲深入一点，就讲属灵里面，我们像剥洋葱一样一层一层。今天我们剥一层，下一次我们再剥另外一层。所以我们现在今天讲雅各的这个属灵给我们带来的教导。
So I'm sure all of you are very familiar with these various characters from the Bible. We all know their stories, but today we'd like to take a deeper dive, kind of revealing, like looking at a deeper level, just like how we peel an onion layer by layer. Let's take a look at Jacob's life.
我相信今天应该是雅各讲不完，所以我想就是讲到哪里我们就算哪里，然后下一次再讲一些。
And so we'll see how where that takes us today.
好，我们先看。好，这是我们上次讲过的，我们现在的在的位置。好
，So we shared this graphic last time, just kind of where we are right now.
好，好，那我们必须要先把要讲雅各的故事之前，要把他稍微的一生之前，就是我们要进入主题之前，他的背景稍微对这个人有一点认识。
And so in order to talk about Jacob, we must talk about the background, his history, so that we could talk about this character.
好，这是从好的，这是25章，对，好，这创世纪的25章，我这里有点跳了，没有完全，就是21节、24节，我稍微选了跳，因为蛮长的，我们要念，把这个先中文念完，然后再念英文。
So due to length, I'll kind of skip around a little bit. So we'll read the Chinese first.
好，第一个我们开始25节，25章第21节，以撒因他妻子不生育。就为他祈求耶和华，耶和华应允他的祈求，他的妻子利百加就怀了孕，生产的日子到了，腹中果然是双子，先产的身体发红，浑身有毛，如同皮衣，他们就给他起名叫以扫，就是毛的意思。随后又生了以扫的兄弟，手抓住以扫的脚跟，因此给他起名叫雅各，就是抓住的意思。利百加生下两个儿子的时候，以撒年正60岁。有一天，雅各熬汤，以扫从田野回来，累昏了。以扫对雅各说：“我累昏了，求你把这红汤给我喝。”因此，以扫又叫以东，就是红的意思。雅各说：“你今日把长子的名分卖给我。”以扫说：“我将要死，这长子的名分与我有什么益处呢？”雅各说：“你今日对我起誓吧。” 以扫就对他起了誓，把长子的名分卖给雅各。于是雅各将饼和红透汤给了以扫，以扫吃了喝了便起来。这就是以扫轻看了他长子的名分。
Okay, so Genesis chapter 25, we'll start with verse 21 first. Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife because she was barren. And the Lord answered him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And we'll skip to verse 24. When her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. Now the first came forth all over like a hairy garment, and they named him Esau. Afterwards, his brother came forth with his hands holding onto Esau's heel. So his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 60 years old and when she gave birth to them. And verse 29, when Jacob had cooked a stew, Esau came in from the fields and he was famished. And Esau said to Jacob, please let me have a swallow of that red stuff there, for I am famished. Therefore his name was called Edom. But Jacob said, first sell me your birthright. Esau said, behold, I am about to die. So of what use then is this birthright to me? And Jacob said, first swear to me. So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and lentil stew, and he ate and drank and rose and went on his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright.
这个就是圣经记载很重要的人物雅各跟他的兄弟以扫他们的出生。我们可以看到他们的出生非常奇特的，两个兄弟是 twin， 就是所谓的双胞胎，完全不一样，不但是内心不一样，外表完全不一样。
So here we record two very important characters here, which is the Esau and Jacob. These are twin brothers, but yet they're very different. Not only outwardly they're different, but inward they're also very, very much different.
以扫的身体呢是全身都是毛。
So Esau, he was born with hair all over his body.
那圣经说他皮肤是红的。
And his skin was red according to the Bible.
然后雅各的这个皮肤呢是很光滑的，都没有毛。
And Jacob's skin was very smooth.
然后雅各出生的时候有个很重要一点是什么？抓住他哥哥的脚跟。
But most importantly, Jacob was born by holding onto the heel of his brother.
所以这里就把他们的特征都显明出来在这里然后呢有一个很奇怪的记载，就是圣经记载一个红豆汤的故事，这是一个很奇怪的。
And so the Bible recorded these very special characteristics about these brothers. And then the Bible also recorded this very curious story about the red soup.
我们会说一碗红豆汤有什么了不起呢？圣经为什么这么重要？记载在这里，而且是非常重要的，影响他们一生的属灵的生命，就是要红豆汤。
So we may think, what's the big deal about red soup? What's so big? Why is the Bible spend time to record this? But yet, this actually is a very important story because it actually changed the course of their lives.
那红豆汤不重要，红豆汤显明出他们里面的生命来。是红豆汤本身是一个小事，但是借着红豆汤这个事情显明出他们的心里来，神就让你看见他们两个心是不一样的。
So the red soup itself is insignificant, but what the red soup draw out, it shows it's like an insight into the inner world of these two brothers. They're vastly different.
So we can see from here, these two people, their hearts, one is looking at God, one is looking at God. These two hearts are different.
And so what the story drew out, revealed to us, is that one brother despised God, the other one held God very highly.
I
don't have my glasses today, so it's kind of blurry on the screen.
好，那我们现在读的第二段就是雅各跟以扫之间的恩怨的第二段故事。
And so the second part we're going to read is another story between these two brothers.
好，这是二十七章的三十节，对吧
？So Genesis chapter 27 verse 30.
好，我们中文先念。
Chinese first.
以撒为雅各祝福以毕，雅各从他父亲那里才出来，他哥哥以扫正打猎回来，以撒就大大的惊讶，说。 你未来之先是谁得了野味拿来给我呢？我已经吃了，为他祝福，他将来也必蒙福。以扫听了他父亲的话，就放声痛哭说，我父啊，求你也为我祝福。以撒说，你兄弟已经用诡计来将你的福分夺去了。以扫说，他名雅各，岂不是正对吗？因为他欺骗了我两次，他从前夺了我长子的名分，你看他现在又夺了我的名福分。以扫又说，你没有留下为我可祝的福吗？以扫因他父亲给雅各祝的福，就怨恨雅各，心里说，为我父亲居上的日子近了，到那时候我要杀我的兄弟雅各。
So Genesis chapter 27 verse 30. Now it came about, as soon as Isaac had finished his blessing Jacob, and Jacob had hardly gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. Then Isaac trembled violently and said, who was he then that hunted game and brought it to me, so that I ate of all of it before you came, and blessed him? Yes, and he shall be blessed. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried out with an exceedingly great and bitter cry, and said to his father, bless me, even me also, O my father. And he said, your brother came deceitfully and has taken away your blessing. Then he said, is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing. And he said, have you not reserved a blessing for me? So Esau bore a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him. And Esau said to himself, the days of mourning for my father are near. Then I will kill my brother Jacob.
好，这个故事的之前呢，我们没有读到的是，以撒在他知道他即将要离开地上，要为他的儿子祝福，所以就跟以扫讲说呢，你去打猎，把这个打猎回来，做一个我喜欢吃的。给我吃以后我为你祝福。然后呢
so,
这个事情。
So the background story of this is that, what we didn't read is that, when Isaac realized that his time on earth was short, he told Esau, say, go and hunt a game and cook my favorite meal from that. And then, after I ate of it, and then I'll bless you. I'll give you my blessings.
然后利百加听到了。
And so when Rebecca heard this,
就叫雅各去从圈羊圈里面呢拿出肥的两只的羊来。然后杀了以后给以扫吃啊，给这个啊以撒吃的。
And so Rebecca heard this, so she told Esau to I'm sorry, to she told Jacob to go and grab two fattened lambs from their stock, so they, he could cook the meal for his father Isaac.
那雅各就很害怕，他说我的身体跟哥哥不一样。所以如果被爸爸认出来了，我会被咒诅的。
And so, but Jacob was afraid. He said to his mother, "We're physically different. So if I do this, father will find out, and for surely I will be cursed."
但是利百加说，你放心，咒诅临到我身上，你尽管去拿来。然后他就做了，然后把他哥哥的衣服，有毛的衣服呢，就给他穿上了，就伪装成是他哥哥。
And so, but Rebecca said, be not afraid. I will take all the curses. Just do as I said. So Jacob went and did as his mother commanded. And then so, and also he put on this clothing full of hair to pretend to be his older brother.
然后呢，雅各就把这个煮好的这个肉汤呢，就拿给他爸爸吃的时候呢，以扫就是以撒就说，你的声音好像是雅各的。可是你的身体摸起来像是以扫的，到底你是谁啊？
And so Jacob went and made this lamb stew for his father. And so when he presented this, Isaac said, wait, you sound like Jacob, but physically you are like Esau. So who are you?
然后呢，雅各就说，我是以扫，你的儿子，你的大儿子。
And so Jacob answered, I am your oldest son, your Esau.
那么以撒就说，是真的吗？是真的你是以扫我的大儿子吗？
And Isaac goes, is it true? Are you truly Esau, my oldest son?
雅各说，是的，我是。
And then Jacob said, "Yes, indeed, I am."
好，那然后呢？以撒就为雅各祝福了，把长子的祝福就给了他了。
And so Isaac went ahead and blessed Jacob, like the firstborn, give him the blessing of the firstborn.
然后呢，雅各从他的爸爸的房间出来的时候呢，以扫正好回来。
And just as Jacob was leaving the house of his father, Esau returned.
然后我们刚刚就读到那一段。那以扫就放声大哭，因为他爸爸说：“我已经把祝福给了，我不能再给长子的祝福了。”
And what came next is what we just read. And so upon hearing this, Esau cried bitterly. But Isaac said, "I can't do anything. I already gave the blessing of the firstborn out already."
所以以撒就说呢：“你的兄弟已经用诡计来将你的福分夺去了。”
And so that's why Isaac said, "Your brother deceived and taken away your blessing."
然后以扫就说：“他的名字叫雅各，不是正对吗？因为他欺骗了我这两次。”
And so that's why Esau said, "Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me two times."
好，所以雅各的这个名字呢，就是抓或者是欺骗的意思。
And so from this, you see that the name Jacob means not only to hold on to something, but also deceit.
好，所以我们看了一下这个有关雅各跟以扫、以撒、利百加这个家庭，会发现这个家庭。
And so this gives you a little bit background into the insight into the family dynamics of Isaac, Rebecca, Esau, and Jacob.
就是父亲跟母亲呢，两个是要为一个为长子，一个为小的儿子呢祝福。
So the parents, the father and the mother, they are partial to each one of the sons. One is partial to the elder son, the other one is partial to the younger son.
好，那这个我们就看知道一下这个背景以后呢，然后雅各呢这时候跟利百加就害怕了，因为害怕以扫会来杀雅各。
And so after all this was said and done, Rebecca and Jacob became afraid because they were concerned. They were afraid that Esau would come to kill Jacob.
好，那我们就开始今天的主题的故事，就是好，那雅各就要离开家庭了。所以利百加就说呢，你就暂时离开家庭，去投靠我的哥哥，就你的舅父，在这个这个叫巴旦亚兰的地方呢，就是北边的地方。然后呢，等到你哥哥的气消了，我看他已经不生气了，我再叫你回来。
And so that leads us to our story, our main story that we'll share today, which is because of that, Rebecca told Jacob to say, "Go and be with my family. Look, sought after your uncle in your uncle, so you could hide."
好，那我们就开始雅各今天的逃亡离开家的过程，就是我们今天要开始讲的。
And so the start of our story today, which is Jacob's life in exile. Okay.
好，圣经的安排都是非常巧妙，这个时间也都非常巧妙。然后雅各的一生呢，就是一个特别明显，就四根，他立了四根石柱子 ，pillar， 就是那个石 stone pillar。
So it's very interesting how different phases of Jacob's life kind of coincide with the four different stone pillars that he established.
那我们知道以撒是在整个圣经记载他挖了四口井，对不对？
So interestingly, as we all know, Isaac, according to the Bible, he dug four wells.
然后亚伯拉罕是筑了四座坛。
And Abraham built four altars.
好，所以这个都是圣经里面特别为他们人物有一个特别的这些他们所做的这个事情是有个属灵的意义。我们今天就要讲这个雅各的四根石柱是什么意思。
And so all these things have spiritual meaning. So today we'll dive into the meaning behind the four stone pillars.
好，我们先看第一个啊，我们先看这是第一个在创世纪二十八章的十三节这里啊，这个我想这个故事大家也都知道了。我们先念中文，然后再念英文，好了。
So the first pillar will start by reading Genesis chapter 28, starting with verse 13. We'll read Chinese first.
好，耶和华站在梯子以上说：“我是耶和华，你主亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。”我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔，你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多， 必向东西南北开展，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福。我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离开你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。雅各睡醒了，说：耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道，就惧怕说：这地方何等可畏，这不是北的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。雅各清早起来，就所整的石头必作柱子，浇油在上面。
Okay, so Genesis chapter 28, starting with verse 13. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and God of Isaac. And the land on which you lie, I will give it to you and your descendants. Your descendants will also be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and in your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed.Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke and from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. He was afraid and said, How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.So Jacob rose early in the morning, and he took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on its top.
好，这个就是啊，这段我们要讲的，雅各就离开家了，然后就发生了这个故事。他在半夜的时候，在路上半夜的时候呢，用一个石头来当枕头，然后呢，就梦见了，就做了一个梦，梦见了啊，一个梯子往到天上去，耶和华站在上面。
So this was while Jacob was fleeing from his house. He was in the wilderness. It was night. And so he took a stone and used it as a pillow. And he fell asleep. And then during his sleep, he dreamed, he saw a vision and seeing God. And there's this ladder that goes to heaven.
那基本上就应许他说呢，你现在这个地呢，我要赐给你，并且你的后裔要像海边的沙那么多啊，像地上的沙那么多。然后呢，我要把你再带回来这个地方，你的后裔啊，万地上万族都要因你的后裔得福。基本上跟亚伯拉罕的应许呢，再重申一次。
And so in that dream, in that vision, he saw that God promised him that his descendants will be like dust on the earth, that many, and then they'll spread all over the place, and then God will bring him back to this land, and he and his descendants will be blessed. So essentially, it's almost word for word the same.Blessings that God gave Abraham.
然后他睡了醒来以后，他说：“耶和华真在这里，我竟然不知道。”
And so after he woke up from his sleep, Jacob said, "God is here, and I didn't know it."
他说：“这地方是何等的可畏，何等的神圣的意思。”他说：“这就是神的殿啊，天的门啊。”
And he said, "How awesome is this place? And this is the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven."
好，我们就知道。这是圣经第一次启示叫神的殿，那原文叫什么？是神的家的意思。这个殿是 house， 就是说家庭，就是圣经第一次启示神的家在这里。
And so this is the very first time that the temple of God in Chinese version it uses the word temple of God. So in English translation it says the house of God, but this is the very first time that such phrase has been used.
我们先想想看，雅各如果一直一辈子待在家里面，他这个人一生大概就差不多这样子。他大概也遇不到，就他大概本身也很难遇见神。
And so we can imagine that if Jacob were to stay at his father's household the rest of his life, he'll probably never would have met God. He'll just probably spend a very, very boring life.
雅各就像我们一般在教会长大的孩子，从小就听到这些福音、耶稣的故事都听到了，但是他们心里面可能没有遇见过神。
So Jacob is kind of like how our kids who grew up in church, that they listened, that they heard of many stories of the Bible as they're growing up since a very young age, but inside of them, they don't necessarily have that relationship with Christ, with God.
你叫他们祷告，他们也是真的祷告了，就像雅各一样，我祷告，我要神的祝福。
So you tell them to pray, that these kids will pray, and just like Jacob, and Jacob also asked for the blessing of God.
但他们本身呢？不认识神的
but truly, they might not truly know God.
所以雅各就说：“耶和华竟在这里，在这里，我竟然不知道。”
And so that's why Jacob said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it."
所以雅各用他的一生的这个努力要抓这个抓那个，但是呢，神就却让他怎么样？因为这样子他兄弟要杀他，就离家了。所以神也是在他身上开始做工了。从雅各离家开始，神才开始做工。
And so, even though Jacob grew up wanting with lots of desires, he wanted this, he wanted that, he wanted his brother's birthright, he wanted his blessing. But also because of his desire for all these things, that's what exactly what caused him to his brother Esau to want to kill him, and that's what caused Jacob to have to flee for his home. But even still.Even in this condition, God is still working on Jacob.
我们比较以扫跟雅各这两个人，你看哪一个比较好呢？其实以扫是比较好人，以扫是一个好人的。
So if we compare the two brothers, Esau and Jacob, who's the better person? It seems like Esau is actually was a good person.
雅各是一个里面充满了诡诈的人。他会要他的东西呢，他会不择手段，用他的欺骗的方式，用他所要的方式呢，得到他要的东西。是雅各的。
And on the other hand, you see Jacob. He is actually full of deceit, and he could do anything in order to accomplish his desires, his goals.
但是神看中的是什么呢？雅各这个人有个心要神的祝福，他要神。可是以扫这个人呢，轻看神，不要神。
But what God saw clearly inside Jacob was that Jacob's desire for God, and that's what he wanted. Whereas Esau, he despised God.
所以神救我们不因为我们的行为，不是因为我们的行为，是看我们的内心。从我们人来看的话，雅各这个人是很坏的，但是呢，神却拣选他，而且在他身上要开始改变他。
So what God sees is inside, what's inside of us. So even though outwardly it seems like Jacob is a very bad person, but from God's perspective, he saw what was inside Jacob's heart.
So we can see now Jacob's name is called Zua, Chipian. Finally, God did his work, he will change to Israel. Israel's name is called King. It means to fight for God.
And so that because of that, we can see that for now,Jacob's name is Jacob, which means to grab onto, to hold onto, and deceit. But eventually, after God's works has been completed, his name will be changed to Israel, which means that the prince or God prevails.
So Jacob 必须要离开舒服的家。雅各是喜欢待家里的人，但是呢，神就是要把他什么，要把他带到旷野，带到一个荒郊野外，带到一个遥远的他不认识的地方，要让他离开他舒服的环境。
And so we can see that in order to do this, Jacob must leave his comfortable life at his home, and God brought him into the wilderness, into a place that he's not familiar with.
其实神在我们的身上工作，其实不是也是这样子吗？我们常常在安逸的生活里面，我们主日来敬拜，工作，我们家里都很好，我们赞美神，我们每天都是这样子生活，就跟雅各一辈子在家里可能是一样的。
And aren't we the same and similarly? So we live a very comfortable life. We just go. We come to church every Sunday, and then during weekdays we go to work and then return home. And so that's very similar to how Jacob was before he had to flee his home.
但是当神工作的时候呢，神可能开始另外一个崭新的带我们到一个我们完全不知道的，我们可能会面临到孤单，感觉到好像要天要降。要塌下来，但这是神开始的工作。
And so, but when God decides to work on us, He may bring us to a completely strange and new situation, allow us to face all these challenges to a point where we feel like as if the sky is falling.
好，因为他这时候什么，在孤单的时候呢，他必须要跟神面对面。
Because only then, when you're all alone, then you have no other choice but to face God.Face to face.
然后神在雅各这个身上呢，在他的身上呢，要把神的家要启示给他。可是这是雅各对神的家其实是没有什么概念的。
And so, what God wanted to do is He wanted to reveal His house to Jacob, because before that point, Jacob had no idea what the house of God is about.
但是神不会放弃，神会继续的把雅各一直带回到他的家，而且认识神的家。我们再慢慢再看。
But God wanted to bring Jacob into his house so that Jacob could get to know the God's house.
我们知道雅各这时候是离开家了，他是一个无家的人，睡在旷野，是不是？神这时候要向他启示的是，神也是没有家，神要建立他的家。
So at this time, we know that Jacob was in the wilderness. He's all alone. He had no house to return to. And so God wanted him to see that God is the same way. He has no house, home to return to.
我们知道神造好人以后呢，他是怎么样？他是安息的，就是神的心意满足了，因为人是他造的，他说是上好的，就是最好的，那神就安息了。
So as we all know, after God created man, he said it is good, and so he rested.
好，但是呢，当人犯罪以后呢，神就没有安息了，神的心就开始做工。所以自从人被赶出伊甸园呢，神就没有安息，神没有家了，因为人被赶出去，神要跟人在一起相处，可是人被赶出伊甸园，神没有家了啊，就是雅各。跟雅各是一样的，他被赶出家里，没有，就是他没有家可以住了。
But ever since man was driven out of Garden of Eden, God became restless because he has no home anymore. Because man has been driven out of the Garden of Eden, so God has no home. He was restless, and so in the same way, Jacob was without a home.
所以我们看整个旧约，我们就讲过，旧约就是两个重点，一个是以色列这个国家。神在他们身上呢，如何的带领他们？另外一个是什么？借着神跟以色列的关系呢，要启示出他的后代要生一个弥赛亚，预告弥赛亚要来临。只有弥赛亚来的时候呢，我们才有希望，才有盼望。
And so the whole of the Old Testament essentially served two purposes. One is to show how Israel as a country, how God led this country. And secondly is that through the relationship of between God and Israel, he showed this message of hope that there will come a Messiah that will come and that will become our hope.
那我们就知道新约呢也是两个重点，一个是什么？新约是教会建立的，借着主耶稣基督复活升天，圣灵降临以后呢，教会建立了，因为主的预言，弥赛亚预言什么应验了。
And then in New Testament, same way, there are two messages. And first of all, because of the fulfillment of the prophecy of the Messiah, the church had been was established on earth.
所以呢，在新约里面呢，就是基督跟教会啊，基督是弥赛亚已经来的应验的，建立教会。今天我们就这样，就像以色列。这个国家一样，今天神在整个地上除了教会以外神不工作的，在教会在神的家之外神是不工作的。
And so the second message is the Christ and the church and the relationship because Christ is the fulfillment of the Messiah and we also see how God works within the church.
但我讲这个话要稍微修正一下，就神在他的家之外他是没有安息的，神在他的家之外是差派他的工人去让得救的人从世界上被带进来，也就是神在这个家之外，他是没有安息的。
And to elaborate, so basically, I'm saying is outside of his home, his house, God can find no peace, no rest, and so that's why he sent forth his servants to outside to bring people in to the house of God.
好，但总之呢，雅各这时候的心情呢，他还不能够体会神的家。那我想我们今天是有福的，我们可以看到神建立教会，然后居住在教会借着圣灵。那么我们往下继续看下一个。
So at this point, Jacob doesn't fully understand the meaning of house of God, but today we in New Testament time, we were blessed because we could see all of this in action.
好，这个就让你们看一下这个，让借着这个记在你们心里面，就是雅各的第一个住址。
And so just use this image to kind of help you kind of imagine what went on during that first the establishment, the first stone pillar.
好，我们刚刚都讲过了，就我们跟雅各其实是很相似的，我们常常就是要神的祝福，但是我们却不认识神。
And so that's why I said we are very similar to Jacob. Oftentimes we desire God's promises and blessings, but we do not know God's will and God's house.
我们对神的家其实是不看重的。
And also we do not value the house of God.
我们常常把自己的要的在教会之前，就是我们 大部分人，包括我自己也是，常常是这样子。
And oftentimes, including myself, we place our own desires in front of the church.
啊，但是我们不要忘记了，神是做工的神，我们的本性是这样子，但神会让我们这个人慢慢的从我们自己的需要，慢慢看见神的需要，从我们自己的要的祝福，我们慢慢会为教会祝福，这是我们的心呢、啊。神会来带领我们，就像带领雅各一样。这是我们先让大家知道。
And so, but however, do remember that God is a God that does work. So He will change us from self-centered to God-centered, from wanting the blessings that for ourselves to wanting blessing that came from God.
好，那我们现在看第二个这个啊，第二个柱子它立在哪里？我们从好，创世纪三十一章的四十二节，好，我们开始念。
And let's now take a look at the sixth establishment, the building of the second stone pillar. So we start in Genesis chapter 31. We'll read the Chinese verse.
好，若不是我父亲以撒所敬畏的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神与我同在，你如今必定打发我空手而去。神看见我的苦情和我的劳碌，就在昨夜责备你。拉班回答雅各说：“这女儿是我的女儿，这些孩子是我的孩子，这些羊群也是我的羊群。凡在你眼前的都是我的，我的女儿并他们所生的孩子，我今日能向他们做什么呢？来吧，你我我可以立约，做你我中间的证据。”雅各就拿一块石头立作柱子。
So, chapter 31, verse 42. If the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had not been with me, surely now you have sent me away empty-handed. God has seen my affliction and the toils of my hands, so he rendered judgment last night. Then Laban replied to Jacob, The daughters are my daughters, and the children are my children, and the flocks are my flocks, and all that you see is mine. But what can I do this day to these my daughters or to their children whom they have borne? So now come, let us make a covenant, you and I, and let it be a witness between you and me. Then Jacob took a stone and set it up as a pillar.
好，我们先把这个，因为这段只记载很简单的，就是雅各最后呢，在拉班的家住了二十年以后。
So this kind of give a little background, a little context to this. So Jacob had been living at his uncle's house for 20 years now.
好，那这时候呢，他住满了二十年以后呢，神要他离开。
And God wanted Jacob to leave again.
然后呢，雅各就离开了。
And so Jacob left.
那离开就离开了，为什么会有这个两个人在争吵呢
？So What caused the dispute between these two parties?
好，这是前面我们没有念的地方是这样子，就是因为拉班的孩子，就是雅各的舅舅拉班的儿子们，看见他们家里面的这个牲畜越来越，就是没有丰富起来，但是雅各的牲畜却是越来越多，他们就心里就什么样，不满。
And so this dispute came about because Laban's children, other children, saw that all these years their own flock, the numbers have been dwindling, but yet Jacob's flock had been growing.
所以神在半夜的时候呢，就跟雅各说：“起来，回到你祖你父的家里面去。”
So that's why in the middle of the night, God spoke to Jacob, said, "Rise and return." To the land of your forefather.
所以呢，因为在这中间过程发生什么事呢？就是拉班有十次改变了雅各的工价，就是一直要把雅各的这个做工的工价呢，一直降低。
So
让他白做工就是。
And in these 20 years, Laban had changed Jacob's compensation 10 times, and essentially basically making him work for free.
所以呢，所以圣经里记载就看到他讲了一个很奇怪的故事，就是那雅各呢，神就跟他讲了，启示他，他就把这个羊要交配的时候呢，他就把让他跟拉班说，如果是生的斑点，那就是你的，因为斑点很少嘛。那如果有斑纹的，也是你的，等等之类，一直改。 那最后呢，生出来都是斑点，都是纹路，都是雅各的，拉班的很少，就是类似这样的故事发生的。
And so there's like examples of how Laban's just trying to cheat his nephew out of everything. For example, he would say to Jacob, so when these lambs give birth, when they give birth, if they have spots, they belong to you. If not, then it belongs to me, because Laban knows that naturally most lambs wouldn't have spots. But yet all those lambs were born, they will have spots, so they all belong to Jacob. And so seeing that, Laban changed the terms again.
好，我就稍微讲一下，比较白话来讲，就是说拉班呢，如果照我们正常讲说，哎，我一天给你工资多少钱，一只羊或者什么之类，就是一天多少工资，讲好不就得了吗？就不是，拉班很诡诈，他说呢，如果羊里面生下来的是斑点的才是你的，不是斑点的通常是我的。他想斑点很少嘛，所以就这样，那发现斑点又多了，他就改，那我们改成有条纹的，如果条纹的才是你的，不是就是我的。可是越改呢，每次就是他改了，就是生的是很多那些东西。
So Laban was very shrewd and very kind of calculated. He's constantly changing those terms to get the better of Jacob.
所以雅各就回忆了，他说你的爸爸跟我改了十次的工价，可是最后他说什么？他说神把你父亲的牲畜夺过来赐给我。
And so he said that your father had changed the terms 10 times with me, and ultimately in the end he took over your stocks and gave them to me.
所以雅各这个人他是很厉害的，他也是很会用心机的，可是他斗不过他的舅父拉班。
And so Jacob is pretty cunning himself, but yet he still is no match for his uncle.
所以如果从人的角度来看的话，雅各可能一辈子做白工。但是呢，他有神，所以神就保守他。所以雅各在这个难处里面，二十年的苦工里面呢，他看见了，他手抓没有用的。
And but even still, Jacob had God on his side, and God was watching him, blessing him. Otherwise, he would probably went away empty-handed after 20 years of hard work.
所以雅各在二十年里面，他学到一个功课了，学到什么功课呢？
And so,
神才能帮助他，他自己的手去怎么样抓是没有用的。
So in these 20 years, Jacob learned this very important lesson, which is that it's useless if he's just trying to hold on to things, grab things by himself. Only when God helps, then it works. It will become true.
所以我们常常很努力的工作，但是如果我们没有把神摆第一位，其实我们很努力工作，甚至礼拜天都是工作的，但是你不见得会存钱，不一定你就会富有的。
And so in the same way in our lives, that if we do not place God in the first place, we may try to work really, really hard, even 7 days a week, but without God, you may not get what you needed.
但我们如果把神摆第一位，我们依靠神，神不会让我们缺乏的，不一定富有，但是我们不会缺乏的。
But if we place God in the first place, then God will not allow us to go empty-handed. We might not be very wealthy, but we will definitely not be lacking.
好，然后呢，这段就是拉班呢，就当雅各先跑了，因为他偷跑，他不敢跟拉班讲，因为他很多的羊群，那些还有妻子儿女一大堆，他就偷跑了。过了三天以后呢，拉班才知道了，才开始追赶到一个地方追到他了。
And so.When Jacob decided to leave, he decided to leave quietly. He was afraid to tell his uncle because of all these years, he had become very, Jacob had become very prosperous. And so he had lots of children and lots of property. And so he left quietly. And Laban didn't know about it until 3 days later. And then he caught up to him.
好，所以呢，他说啊，就是拉班呢，就是神在梦里面跟他说呢，不可以对雅各，不可以害雅各，所以拉班就虽然追到了，但后来他们就和好了，在这边立一个石柱呢，就是做纪念。
And so after Laban caught up with Jacob, God told Laban in a dream that you shall not hurt, harm, Jacob. And so later on, the two made up.
好的，那我们就 OK。 好，这是雅各的第二个柱子，就纪念什么呢？纪念他现在已经知道了是神保护他，是神让他富足的，不是他自己的。
And so the stone, the second pillar, Jacob built was as a witness, that he now understands that God protected him all of these years.
所以雅各的这个功课容易不容易学？
So was this an easy lesson for Jacob to learn?
20年功夫啊。
It took him 20 years to learn this lesson.
我们常以为说，我们信主以后应该神就改变我了，那常常不是，神要花的功夫很大的，二十年代价，但这个代价值不值得呢？是值得的。
So oftentimes we may think, oh, now I've become a believer, so God will change me immediately. But that's oftentimes not the case. God, a lot of times, need to use a lot of time on us to in order to change us.
然后雅各如果一直在家里舒服的家里，他这辈子。神也很难做工，所以神就一定要兴起一个环境来，让他觉得很不舒服，让他觉得是受苦。但是在这个地方呢，他遇见了神，而且这地方看见的是神帮助他，他自己是不行的。
And so, even though it took a long time and a lot of hardship for Jacob to learn this lesson, but it was well worth it. And because if he was still in his father's household, living this very easy life, he would never have met God. He would never understood how he need to rely on God to take care of him.
我们这些人天然的聪明，天然能力越强的人呢，越难认识神才是可以帮助我们的，我们自己是不行的。
So,
就是你会看得到，越是有能力的，我们要越花大功夫才能够学到这一点，认识这一点，把自己完全怎么放下来。
So oftentimes those of us who with the greater natural ability that we tend to have, it takes longer time for us to learn this lesson.
好，我们再看第三个啊，这个在看第三个之前呢，我们先看这个故事哈。
And so before we go to the third pillar, let's take a look at another story.
好，创世纪的三十二章二十二节这里。
So Genesis chapter 32 verse 22.
他夜间起来，带着两个妻子、两个使女，并十一个儿子，都过了亚伯渡口，先打发他们过河，又打发所有的都过去，只剩下雅各一人，有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把。雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。那人说，天黎明了，容我去吧。雅各说，你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。那人说，你名叫什么？他说，我名叫雅各。那人说，你的名不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人争利都得了胜。雅各问他说，请将你的名告诉我。那人说，何必问我的名？于是在那里给雅各祝福，雅各便给那地方起名叫宾努伊勒，就是神之面的意思，意思说我面对面见了神，我的性命仍得保全。
So Genesis chapter 32 verse 22. Now he arose that same night and took his two wives and his two maids and his 11 children and crossed the ford of theJabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and he sent across whatever he had. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. Then Jacob was left alone and wrestled with him until daybreak. When he saw that he had not prevailed against him, he touched the socket of his thigh. So the socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated while he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the dawn is breaking." But he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." He said, "Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel. For you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him and said, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And he blessed him there. So Jacob named the place Peniel. For he said, "I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been preserved."
Okay, 好，我们这里啊，这好，这 OK 啊、哦，不是，好，这里，好，这里有一张图呢，有一张图，我们稍微看一下这个图哈。
So here is this map. Okay,
这个图呢，巴旦亚兰就是在最北边的地方，就是以色列的北边，就今天的有点今天的叙利亚，就是亚兰那个地方，旧圣经旧约就是亚兰那个地方叫巴旦亚兰，那个看到最北边那里。
So you see here is a Haran, which is which where he arrived in his uncle's house.
好，雅各在还没有，就是雅各从哪里出发离开家到巴旦亚兰的呢？
So where did Jacob left from? Where was his house before that he afterwards he left to go to Haran?
有两个可能，一个是希伯伦。
There are two possibilities. One is Hebron.
Hebron. 一个是拔示巴。
The other one is
不是别示巴，讲错了。
The other one is Bethel. Beersheba.
对对对。
The other one is Beersheba.
这两个地方呢是可能，为什么呢？因为亚伯拉罕是葬在希伯伦，所以希伯伦是等于他家的祖产。
So it is totally possible because Abraham was buried in at Hebron. So the Hebron is essentially his inheritance.
但是以撒在挖井的时候，他最后挖一个井在哪里呢？在别示巴那里。
But when Isaac was digging for wells, the very last one, where's the very last well he dug? It was in Beersheba.
所以是很可能雅各离开家的时候是从别示巴。
So it is very possible that Jacob, when he left, he fled from his house. It was from his house in Beersheba, and he went north.
好，左边呢有个红线，他就往这边往北走。那经过这个伯特利希伯伦、伯特利伯利恒伯特利，然后一直往北，这是他。然后他在伯特利那个地方呢，是神向他。他做一个梦，就在伯特利。伯特利就是神的家的意思，所以在伯特利那里呢，他是梦见了神耶和华在天上，然后一个梯子所以那个点地点在哪里呢？就在伯特利那个地方。伯特利就在今天的耶路撒冷的北边。
Okay, so if you look at that map, the red lines indicate that the path that Jacob took. So he went from Hebron to Bethlehem and then to Bethel. So Bethel is a place where he had a dream about the house of God, where he saw there's a ladder, God was standing on the ladder. And so this is also a place that's a bit north of Jerusalem.
那么在伯特利跟伯利恒中间呢，有一个地方叫耶路撒冷。所以耶路撒冷是在伯特利的南边。在伯利恒的北边，那这边没有标出来，那是叫耶路撒冷。
So Jerusalem is right between Bethel and Bethlehem.
好，我们对旧约的以色列圣地要有点地理概念。然后呢，雅各回来的时候呢，他不是走那个路，他是走北边，然后在约旦河的东边这个路回来的。
And so we need to know a little bit about geography in the Old Testament time. So on his returning trip, Jacob didn't went the original route. He actually took the route on the right, so which is he went to the east of the river Jordan.
这边他下来的时候有没有看到一个叫米斯巴？有没有看到那个米斯巴那个图？看到吧
？And so on his way down, he came to
米斯巴，就是那个米斯巴。
Okay, so he went past a mispath.
然后在米斯巴的地方呢，就是跟他的舅父拉班。
And that is where,
立赎制的地方。
And where he made a covenant with his uncle Laban.
所以拉班已经快追到他的家里了，因为再过河就是他就是雅各的家乡了。所以拉班是追了好久才追到他的。
So by the time that Laban caught up, it took Laban a long time to catch up to Jacob. And so by the time he did caught up, Jacob was almost back to his original home.
所以拉班的意思是要追雅各，要把雅各的牲畜呢要夺回来，要带回去的。
So Laban wanted to catch up to Jacob in order to take all of his stock livestock back.
但是呢，拉班就说了，在夜里呢，神警告他不可以对雅各，不可以害雅各。
But
所以拉班就不敢动了。
But Laban said that, but in the middle of the night, God warned me not to harm.Jacob, and so he didn't take any action.
好，然后呢，我们现在就到亚伯渡口，有没有看到亚伯渡口那里？这是那个地方。
And so now we are at the
过了马哈
列 Jabbok crossing
亚伯渡口。那个地方就是我们现在要讲的发生的这个故事。
And so that is the place, the ford of Jabbok. That's where we're going to this third story.
这个是在约旦河的东边有一个叫亚伯的河，在那个地方呢，需要经过渡过另外一边，所以雅各在那里呢，就是遇见了这个叫天使。
And so.So now we're at the ford of Jabbok, and so they're just kind of waiting for the ferry to get across the body of water. And so at night, he met this person and he was wrestling with.
好，这个就是很有名的雅各跟天使摔跤的故事。
And so this was a very famous story of Jacob wrestling with an angel.
然后呢，摔跤摔了整晚上的。这是了不起，雅各是很了不起的，肉体是很大的，了不起的。
And so he actually wrestled with the angel for an entire night. So strength wise, Jacob is definitely impressive.
我们有谁可以跟另外一个人摔跤一整个晚上？ So, 天使更不得了，跟这个天使
摔跤一整个晚上。Who among you could actually wrestle with somebody for an entire night, much less like with an angel?
然后呢，到了快要到黎明的时候呢，那个人看见胜不过雅各。
And so.When the dawn came, when he saw that he was not able to defeat Jacob,
所以呢就摸了雅各的这个大腿窝一把，他就瘸腿，就腿就不能走了，那这样不能摔了。所以这个天使胜过雅各不是光明的。
And so the angel had to touch Jacob's thigh, and that caused his socket to be dislocated, and only then.Was able to have a victory over Jacob. So essentially, the angel didn't win in a fair fight.
啊，但是呢，天使怎么说呢？他说是雅各你得胜了。
But and so because of that, angel said that Jacob, you have won.
好，也就是说，雅各这个人的天然的力量是非常大的。他的这个他这个肉体的能力是非常大的。你可以看到，借着这个可以看得出来，就是神要让我们看见的。雅各这个人天然能力是非常的大，肉体很大的。
So in other words, God allows us to see that Jacob naturally had a lot of strength.
其实我们认为雅各大，我们小嘛，其实我们不小，我们每个人其实跟雅各差不多的。
And so even though that's the case, but in reality, I think we're all very similar to Jacob.
那为什么这个时候雅各说呢？你要给我祝福，不给我祝福，我就不会让你走呢
？But why did Jacob said, "You must bless me, otherwise I won't let you go"?
他说：“你不给我祝福，就不让你走，为什么呢？我们要有一点概念，就是说，为什么就说雅各一直要抓着神的祝福，为什么呢
？”So why did he kept on holding on to the angel and saying that and say that if you don't bless me, I won't let you go? So why is that? We need to understand Jacob.
好，你要知道雅各这时候心里怎么样？是害怕的，他极为害怕的。
Because at that time, Jacob was deeply afraid.
然后这个我没有记载在这里。好，如果你们自己去看的话，在雅各已经经过他的舅舅的追赶离开了，已经是安全了。但是呢，面临到谁呢？他的哥哥要来杀他，带了400个人来。他不知道哥哥是要来欢迎呢，还是要报仇，他不知道的。
And so the background history, the reason why he wanted that blessing was that, so even though at that time he just reconciled with his uncle Laban and they established that covenant, but now he just got news that his brother Esau is riding to meet him with 400 people. He doesn't know that whether they're here to welcome him or to kill him.
因为他派了仆人去跟他哥哥啊来报告，然后呢就说呢雅各回来了，然后。又带着礼物给他，可是他看到他哥哥来的时候是带着400个人来，所以仆人就回来跟雅各报告了，可能凶多吉少，因为这400个人来可能是要对你不利，所以雅各就很担心的，就开始安排把妻子小孩子分成几路，有没有？
And so,
就是你看圣经故事的记载，雅各这时候是非常的害怕的。
And so as they were getting closer, Jacob sent for his servant to basically let his brother Esau know that he's returning.And also returning with gifts for his brother Esau, and in hearing that, Esau brought 400 people out and to go towards Jacob. And so, upon seeing that the servant returning to Jacob told him, "Hey, your brother's coming, but with 400 people, it's probably not good news for you." And so being afraid, Jacob divided his family into two groups.
好，我就稍微念一下，在创世纪三十二章六节，不在这里，我先念给大家听。
So in Genesis chapter 32 verse 6。
好，雅各打发人去见他哥哥。好，第二节开始说，所打发的人回到雅各那里说，我们到了你哥哥以扫那里，他带着400个人正迎着你来。雅各就甚是惧怕，并且愁烦，便把那与他一同同在的人和羊群、牛群、骆驼分作两队，说：以扫若来击杀这一队，剩下的那一队还可以逃避。雅各说：耶和华我主亚伯拉罕的神啊，我父亲以撒的神啊，你曾对我说：回你本地本族去，我要厚待你。你向仆人所施的一切恩、慈爱和诚实，我一点也不配得。我先前只拿着我的杖过这约旦河，如今我却成了两队，求你救我脱离我哥哥以扫的手，因为我怕他来杀我，连妻子带儿女一同杀了。
The messengers returned to Jacob saying, we came to your brother Esau, and furthermore he is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him. Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people who were with him, and the flocks, and the herds, and the camels into two companies. For he said, if Esau comes to the one company and attacked it, then the other company, then the company which is left will escape. Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, O Lord, who said to me, return to your country and to your relatives, and I will prosper you. I am unworthy of all loving kindness and of all the faithfulness which you have shown to your servant. For with my staff only I crossed this Jordan, and now I have become two companies. Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, that he will come and attack me and the mothers with the children.
所以雅各这时候害怕，然后自己说什么？神啊，你所施的一切慈爱跟诚实呢，我一点也不配得。
And so at this time, Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. And so he said to God, all the loving kindness and the faithfulness that you have shown me, I'm unworthy.
也就我们这个人要能够真实的在神的面前承认这一点，神啊，我一点都不配得，是很不容易的。
So it's very hard for us to be truly, completely honest in front of God and to admit that we are unworthy.
我们常常会说，神啊，我这么样子的热心服侍你，但是呢，我好像没有比别人富足，我好像恩赐没有比别人多。神啊，我们常常会内心会这样。雅各怎么样？雅各说：“我一点都不配得。”所以你会看到，就看到我们这个人要被带到什么样地步，才承认我们一点不配得。
For oftentimes we may think to ourselves in our hearts, we may think that God, I serve you so I work so hard to serve you, but yet the blessing I receive it seems that it's not enough, right? But you wouldn't admit that you're unworthy. So I can't imagine just how much you have to experience to be able to acknowledge that you are unworthy.
所以这里呢，我们看到雅各跟天使摔跤，其实雅各是输了，但是神说你得胜了。
And so here we saw that Jacob was wrestling with the angel, and even though outwardly it seemed that Jacob had lost, but God said, "You have won."
所以这边说，因为你与神与人较力都得了胜，不是说雅各的肉体，这时候是雅各反而是在肉体上瘸腿了。神说你得胜了，他在神面前服下来了。神说你得胜了。
And so.And so outwardly it seems like Jacob had lost because he physically his socket has been dislocated, right? And that's his loss. But inside God said that you have won because you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed.
所以雅各的问题不是他跟人的关系，雅各的问题不在于他跟他哥哥跟他舅舅，雅各的问题是在他什么呢？他跟神的关系上。如果雅各跟神的关系对了，他其实怎么都对了。
And so the key to all of this is not Jacob's relationship with his uncle or with his brother Esau, but rather his relationship with God. And as long as he could get that right, then he's all good.
就是我们基督徒今天也是一样，我们常常看到问题是以为我们跟人的问题，但其实我们是跟神的问题都错了。我们跟神的问题如果没有摆在对的话，其他都会乱掉。那就是根本要就是雅各看到了， 他在神面前的时候，他就这个人就对了。
And in the same way, how in our daily lives, oftentimes we may think our issues that we encounter are with others, but in reality, it's actually our attitude with God. And if we had that attitude correct, then everything will work out.
好，然后这时候呢，雅各就从这里离开，然后先住在苏哥，然后再到示剑，然后再到伯特利。
And then so now he Jacob lived in a Sukkoth, and afterwards he went to Shechem, and then to ending up in Bethel.
然后最后呢，去看他的父亲以扫啊，以撒，就是在希伯伦。
And then so ultimately he went to finally return home to see his father Isaac in Hebron.
因为以撒也葬在哪里呢？葬在希伯伦。
Because Isaac was buried in Hebron.
就是那个啊、那个叫什么？亚伯拉罕买的那个地。
So it's in the same place that Abraham was buried in.
好，圣经有常听过一句话叫做"从但到别是巴"，听过这句话听过没有？
And so there's a saying in the Bible that says from Dan to Hebron?
No, 不是别是巴，别是巴。
From Dan to Beersheba.
那为什么要到？为什么这样说呢？因为别是巴以南还是犹太人的地啊，还是以色列人的地啊。
Because Beersheba is still the land of the Israelites.
Even the south, 甚至在往下南边都是以色列人的地。
Even to the south of there, so it's still the land of the Jews.
也就是因为在我们看旧约圣经的时候呢，以色列人可以住的地方，有降雨水的地方，就到别是巴，往南就没办法住的，干燥，没有水，没有任何地方。所以圣经常讲，从但到别是巴，这是他们可以居住的地方。
And so that, because the land beyond Beersheba is very arid and very dry, so people can't live there. So in reality, the place that the Israelites could actually live and survive is between Dan and Beersheba.
好，想时间蛮啊、应该我们是不是11:20？好 ，maybe 再个十分钟好了，看能不能请你们喝个咖啡，再十分钟好。
So maybe we still have some time.
Okay, 好，好的。啊、我们这最后一个雅各的。第三个，我们刚刚讲第二个，现在讲第三个，好，两个。
So we just finished talking about the second.
如果你们觉得坐太累了，可以起来站一站，走一走都没有关系，因为说真的不容易。
So if you feel a little bit tired, feel free to stand up and stretch a little bit. But we're heading into the third. Talk about the third pillar.
因为说真的呀，这些都是，其实不是像，不是听笑话，这都是非常有属灵的真理，就是非常需要用心去揣摩。体会我们基督徒走的道路是什么道路？啊，我有上次讲过了。好
，So we're not so it's important that we pay full attention to this because it's about the spiritual path for Christians. We're not talking about something that's lighthearted, something that's comedic, but this is actual very pretty dense material.
因为我们说在这个胚胎里面、怀胎里面呢。是基因，我们现在就要看那个基因的图形。从基因呢，就可以看以后的发展。也就是，如果你没有把创世纪这四个人物他们走的路径，神要你看到了，你读不懂罗马书的。我只能说这一点。
And so, like we talk about, so how an infant will turn out during conception is depending on the DNA. So it's important for us to understand these four characters from the Bible in order to understand the rest.
如果你对创世纪的这个人物他们所要走的路径神要教导我们的这个属灵真理你一旦懂了你读罗马书很简单。
And so if you understand the teachings of God from these four characters from the Old Testament, from Genesis, if you truly understand what God wanted to teach, the lesson he wanted to teach, then it's very easy to understand the book of Romans.
因为神的心思非常细腻的你要知道神的心思非常细腻的。
Because God's very detail oriented.
我们要在神的话里面要得到的真理的亮光呢，你要非常细心的，因为神的话是非常细，神的心是非常细腻的。
And if we are to receive the light from his words, then we need to pay special attention because God is very detail oriented.
好，所以呢，这个属灵的道路是非常难明白的，所以神就用这些旧约的图画来帮助。等到新约的时候呢，我们读这些话，再去看这些图画，你就明白了。如果没有这些图画帮助，我保证你读罗马书，读到最后好像都懂，又好像不懂。你好像觉得我都读了，都知道成圣什么得胜得荣耀，但是你心里是没有谱的，因为你不知道这个路怎么走。
So, because the spiritual path is so detailed that we must, and God used these various images from the Old Testament to help us understand. And so, only with these keys, then you can read in the New Testament, especially the book of Romans, and understand what God's talking about by comparing with, by associating with the imagery painted in the Old Testament.
执事们，就是今年我们就建议说，大家要把神的话下功夫，所以我们开始读罗马书。那么我们就建议说要读罗马书，然后呢，因为罗马书是属灵的得救的真理，基督徒的走的道路是最重要的一本书，所以我们就读这本书，然后还要读一个叫做尼弟兄写的叫做正常基督徒 Normal Christian、
yeah. And so for deacons for us this year is that we want toTake a deeper dive into God's words, and so that's why we're looking, we're studying the book of Romans because it contains this spiritual truth most in of all the books, and so it's very important for us to take a deep dive into that book. And in addition, we started reading a book by Watchman Nee called the Normal Christian.
但是如果你对于创世纪的这几个人物的不明白的话，你就是把正常基督徒这本书读完了，你更迷糊了。
But however, if you are you do not truly understand these four characters from the Old Testament, then even if you read the Watchman Nee's book from front cover to cover, you'll still not understand what that book is about.
我不是说读那个没有意思，我说读了以后呢，会让你在思考，因为你原来的想法可能会觉得说，跟正常基督徒的很多的。让你看见更多的，你就越来越多，越加的不知道到底我原来想，我原来以为是对的，后来读一读发现自己不对了，然后到最后看见哦是对了。也就是说，你要经过很多过程，就是说你一定要读，读了以后你可能会觉得跟你想法可能又有点乱掉了，但是在最后又明白过来了的时候，你就更明白了。对，知道我这个意思吧？这是过程，你一定要经过这个过程。
And so it's not to say that it's useless to read the book by Watchman Nee, but but you know, you need to have also the knowledge from the Old Testament, understand that, and also so your understanding will keep on changing as you go deeper and deeper as you learn more.
好，就像我们这些圣经的人物，我们都可能都知道了，但是你没有深入到那么多，所以你可能就还不是很明白。那等到讲了以后呢，你就哦，原来我想的只是这样子，现在我看了更多了一点，就把你原来的。可能认知或者不对的地方就会更正过来，然后再慢慢一直思考。我们一定要把神的话反刍，反刍这个字你知道吗？就说我吃东西了，但我要把它再吐出来嚼一嚼，然后再吃下去，就是一直要反复这个动作。
And so, in the same way of our, we all have our basic understandings of these various important Bible characters, but as you dive deeper into their lives, you may start to learn a new look at these characters from a new aspect. You may have a new understanding of them that you didn't before. And so that's kind of very similar to God's words and a lot of things with the Bible is that we had to kind of constantly kind of continue to chew the words again and again. You kind of regurgitate it back up and then chew it to get more out of those words.
好，我常常起来的时候呢，跟我太太，我就会讲一些，我突然就问她一个圣经的一句话，她说：“你是做梦吗
？”And so sometimes when I wake up, I will ask my wife about a particular passage from the Bible, and she's like, did you have a dream?
她说：“为什么讲这句话呢
？”She's like, why are you asking this?
因为我起来的第一件事，我会把神的话先想一想，就是每天早上起来，我都会先把神的话先想一想。那有时候我就一句话，我就会突然间我就问他一下。
It's because I have developed this habit of every day, the first thing that I wake up, I would I would think about the word of God. I would kind of turn it over in my mind, and so sometimes I have some question about a particular phrase, so that's why I would ask her.
因为有的时候我就在这个时间呢，我就跟她对话，跟我太太对话。哎，我突然间就明白一些真理，我以前没有想过的，懂意思吗？就是为什么要反刍？就是你把神的话，你可能都知道了，然后你以为你知道了，可是你其实没有完全知道。这时候你就那句话自己思考思考，然后你就会越来越明白，这个就是我刚刚说的为什么要反刍的道理。就是你起来第一件事情，最好把神的话来思考。
And so the more you meditate and dive into God's words, even those you think you already know, the more you'll get out of it. And so that's why I said it's important to for us to constantly go back to all the things that we have read and dive in and remeditate on what those words mean.
所以我希望大家对神的话的这个操练呢，就是能够啊，能够这样。像我们昨天讲了一句话叫什么？昨天陈庚有讲了一句话，永庚问了一个事情，说什么是又饿又懒的仆人？那个饿是什么意思？
And so that's why I said it's important to go over things that we learn. So, for example, yesterday during our morning devotion, we talk about what is the meaning of the lazy and hungry servant.
又饿就是应该是叫做圣经不知道怎么 ，weaky 还是
？Oh, sorry, 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 sorry.
饿，
so,
不是肚子饿，是。
So what does it mean by
心思不对的饿
？Gotcha. What does it mean by when it said that you wicked and lazy servants?
他说又饿又懒，懒惰我们都知道就是不做工嘛，就是把钱。耶稣不讲那个三个人不同的人吗？给五千两、两千两、一千两、一千两，把它埋在土里面。懒惰不做事嘛，恩赐不用，那我们知道，那什么叫饿呢？他说他是又饿又懒的仆人。
And so we all know what lazy means. Just means that you don't bother to do work. But what does wicked mean? This is from the parable of the slaves who were the master giving them money to be in charge of.
那时候我们就去看圣经什么，他耶稣讲的这个话什么意思呢？我们就去读了原经，就读了一下，我们就读一下。哦，原来他讲的意思说。你虽然知道主人是没有撒种的要收，没有善的你要收，你要聚集起来，那你为什么不拿去生利息呢？他说，你既然知道主人的意思，却不去做，就是恶。
And so when we were reading the Bible and to dive, take a deeper dive into the story, we realized, oh, so wicked means that even though you understand the will of the master, but you are not willing to do it. So in that example, the slave,He knew that the master had desire to collect where he did not sow, but knowing that he still buried the denarii he had in the ground, why didn't you at least put it in the bank somewhere so that you could at least collect interest from that?
好，我举这些例子就是让我们弟兄姐妹要对神的话要很细心的。很多地方呢，你越去深入它，越去搅它的话，它就味道就出来了，你就会有得着了。
And so that, I give this example to brothers and sisters as a way to encourage you to reread the words in the Bible. And the more you could chew it again and again, every single time that you chew the words and meditate upon them, more meaning will come out.
好，我想我们现在是还有两个柱子，我们就不要讲，下一次再讲。本来说可以讲到最后。
So we have two more pillars, but it looks like we'll save it till next time.
还蛮久才能够吃到喝到咖啡，还很久了。
So there's it's going to be quite a while before we're done.
Yeah, 还蛮久了，所以我想这个先给你们看一下。我还蛮多张的，所以我想。
So there are lots of slides left.
很多张，还很多张，所以我想就不要，这次就不要讲咖啡在这里才到。我本来的野心很大，喝咖啡以后还要继续讲，到最后你们睡着了。
So originally I was thinking that I could still get past the coffee slide.
到最后你们会睡着了。
And probably by that time you're all asleep.
睡着了。对。但我想我们连咖啡都可能没办法喝到，就不要让大家太辛苦。好，我想下一次我们再讲，因为雅各这个圣经这几个人物你们一定要好好读。我下一次会讲以撒跟雅各有什么差别。以撒不是成圣吗？他不是把污秽除去成圣吗？雅各也是成圣啊，那他们有什么差别呢？
So,
我们把这些人物呢稍微对比来对照，你就知道他们是不同的。
So next time I'd like to have an opportunity to compare and contrast between Isaac and Jacob because they are very very important characters and very interesting their lives.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，你是说话的神。
Lord, we want to thank you for you, our God who speaks.
主要你不说话，我们什么事都不能明白。
And if you do not speak to us, we cannot understand anything.
主，但我们要承认，我们这个人的心思常常是很粗糙，我们不能够明白你的话语的奥秘。
And we admit that our hearts are often very coarse, that we cannot understand the meaning of your words.
但主，你是乐意把启示带给我们的，因为你乐意把你的儿子耶稣基督启示在我们的心里面。
But you're pleased to reveal the meaning of your words to us, because you're pleased to reveal your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to us.
主，我们相信啊，你的能力在我们这些软弱人身上能够显得完全，因为我们承认我们不行的时候，主啊，你就能够做成的工作在我们身上。
And Lord, we admit that your work will be completed on us. When we fail, you will come to finish the work.
主，你求你赐给我们啊，我们的心是我们向着你。主啊，求你赐给我们殷勤的心，能够在你的家服事，在你的话语有能够更多的认识你自己。
So please give us a diligent heart that we're willing to work in your house and may we understand more of your words so that we may understand more of you.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.